I was shocked and angry by what I saw going on in the kitchen. Totally pissed off with myself and my husband Kevin's behavior. So I decided I'd go talk to the local priest. Father John invited me into his office to talk about my problem. It wasn't confession exactly. Well, I suppose it was a bit. But I also needed advice. I needed to tell somebody what I'd witnessed, what I saw my husband do, and I didn't know who else to turn to. After all, if you can't trust your priest, who can you trust? So I sat down in a chair in his office, and Father John sat behind his desk opposite me. I was embarrassed, but Father made me feel comfortable and assured me that he wouldn't judge me. I probably should have gotten dressed up a bit more to see the priest, but I was too upset to change my clothes. All I had on was my black sleeveless tank top and a pair of short shorts. It was summer, and boy, was it hot outside. I wasn't wearing a bra, because I never wear a bra when I'm home, so my big tits were kind of loose and jiggly, and my hard nipples were prominent and poking through my top. I decided to tell Father John what I saw, regardless of how I was dressed. After all, he was a priest, and he had taken a vow of celibacy. So I said, "Okay, here it is, Father. My problem is that I saw my husband fucking our very young daughter, Annie. There, I got it out. He had her on the edge of the kitchen table, flat on her back, and she was naked, totally naked. Her little legs sticking straight up, and my husband was fucking her cunt. I couldn't look away, Father. It excited me, seeing Kevin's big fat cock fucking in and out of Annie's small cunt, hearing the moans and squeals, hearing her edge him on, telling him what a big fat cock he had, how she wanted him to pump her full of his spunk. I don't know where Annie heard such filthy talk that she could repeat it like that." Father John said he wanted more details, so I told him. I should have yelled at them to stop or something, but instead I watched my husband's cock fucking our daughter's very young cunt. I got excited seeing her cunt full of her daddy's prick, and I started to finger fuck my own snatch. I was so fucking wet, and my baby girl was telling my husband to fuck her hungry, hairless cunt. He was telling her to say all the dirty fuck words, and she was uttering a stream of filth from her mouth. My cunt was about to come when my husband pulled out and sprayed her chest. I heard her daughter say, "Daddy, are you sure your cum on my chest will make my tits grow bigger when I get older?"
"Trust me, baby," he said. "You'll definitely grow big tits, just like your mother when you're older. And you'll also grow hair on your cunt."
Father John asked for even more details, which I found strange, but I told him anyway. I told him that when I saw my daughter suck her daddy's cock, my husband's cock, I ran to my bedroom. Watching them, it made me so horny that I just had to fuck my cunt. I don't think they saw me or heard me. They were too involved with all the sucking and fucking that was going on. I was confused, Father. I didn't know what to do or what I should do now. So I decided that I should come and see you. Well, Father John still wanted more details. Things like what other dirty stuff my daughter said, how big was my husband's cock, did I come? He wanted dirty details. And so I told him. I told him how I stood outside the kitchen door. I was walking down the kitchen hallway when I heard moaning sounds coming from the kitchen. And I thought somebody had gotten into the dog food again. But no, I stopped to listen. I was drawn by the strange sounds, and so I tiptoed up to the swinging door. It wasn't totally closed, and I was able to push it open a little bit to see what was going on. And that's when I saw that the moans were coming from both my daughter and my husband, her daddy. I told Father how I saw Kevin tell Annie to put her small hand on his cock. Kevin has a big cock, at least 7 inches. And then he told her to stroke it up and down with her little hand. Then he told her to kiss it. That all daddies like their little girls to kiss their cock. The cock that made them. Annie refused at first, saying that his cock was all wet and messy. And she didn't want to get dirty. But Kevin told her that it was all right. It was just protein. And licking up his pre-cum was good for her and would make her tits grow. So Annie bent her little head down and proceeded to lick all the pre-cum off my husband's cock. Just like it were an ice cream cone. Then Kevin started pushing his cock inside Annie's little mouth. It was actually too big for her mouth. But Kevin kept encouraging her and telling her how she was a big girl now and how it was time for her to do big girl things, like suck his cock. And so Annie opened her mouth wide and took her daddy's cock deep inside her mouth. I could hear her choking and gagging on it, but I didn't dare let my presence be known, so I just watched. Am I going to go to hell, Father John? Am I? As I was telling my priest all the dirty details, I was kind of squirming in my seat. It was exciting me, relating all the dirty details to Father. I could feel my cunt twitching and spasming, and I knew my cunt was soaking my panties. My cunt was wet, and I was aroused. I needed to have my cunt rubbed, and the squirming on the chair helped, but it didn't satisfy me. The only thing that would satisfy me was a cock. And apparently I wasn't the only one aroused, because when Father John got up to get a drink of water, I noticed there was a bulge underneath his robe, just below his waist, where his cock was. He was tenting his robe. His prick was hard. I'd given Father John a fucking boner, and that excited me so much that I wanted to lay on the floor and finger fuck my gash. I had to bend my head down when Father returned, because I didn't want him to see the lust in my eyes. Then Father John said that we needed to pray. So he had me kneel down on the carpeted floor, and he stood right in front of me, right up close to my face, and he started to pray over me. I was like an inch away from his hard cock. I couldn't help myself. I was so horny, and my cunt was twitching to beat the band, and I wanted to touch my clit so much, and here was a man with a hard cock standing right in front of my face. And even though he was my priest, he was still a man, and he still had a cock. So, driven by my horny need, I leaned forward an inch, and I rubbed my face against his hard cock through his priestly robe. Oh, his cock felt huge, bigger than my husband's. Father John didn't say a word, but he must have felt me nuzzling his cock because it got even bigger, even harder. But he didn't stop me either. So, throwing caution to the wind, I slowly lifted my hand up and slowly slid it inside his robe where it parted in the front. He wasn't wearing any underwear, and so I was surprised to touch the silky, hard skin of his bare cock right off the bat. I wrapped my soft, womanly hand around his shaft and started stroking his cock up and down. Yeah, back and forth, yeah. I felt his cock getting harder and firmer, and he was leaking pre-cum. I'm not sure how it happened, but somehow I had Father's big cock inside my mouth, and he was fucking my face. I felt his hands in my head, getting my mouth onto his cock in a rhythm that suited him. He felt so big in my mouth. Then he took his hand off my head and he ripped my tank top down, exposing my fat tits. And then I felt his hands on my tits and he was twisting my nipples. Nipple play always gets me excited, and sometimes I can come just by having my nipples played with. And that's exactly what happened. Jeez. Oh, oh, oh. John made me come just as he unloaded a massive load of spunk from his nutsack into my cock-sucking mouth, and I swallowed every drop of it. Oh, boy. I felt great because of my orgasm, but I was a little embarrassed to have been sucking Father's cock. And I was going to apologize, but Father John spoke first before I could get the words out.
"I'm sorry," Father John said. "The devil made me do that. I'm terribly sorry."
I still had his prick in my mouth, and I was licking it clean, which only made him get hard again. So I looked up at Father and I said, "Do you think if I ask him nicely that the devil might make you fuck me as well?" He grinned and said,
"He does make us do naughty things, so yes. If that's what you want, just ask and you shall receive, my child."
Father was right as usual, and he was on his back, lickety-split, and I had his heavenly prick, balls deep inside my hungry cunt. It was divine.
"Sweet Jesus," Father said, "I didn't know how good a woman's cunt could feel. This no fucking rule for a priest is total bullshit."
"I agree, Father. Please, fuck my cunt harder. I need you to fill my married cunt with your holy spunk." Oh, God, Jesus. And so there I was in Father's private office. Oh, him lying on his desk. Papers, oh, swept aside. And me riding his cock. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, rubbing my clit against his pubic bone. My big fat tits dangling in his face. Oh, jeez. Him sucking on my nipples. Sucking one nipple and tweaking the other with his big fingers. Me riding him. Oh, God, my God. Oh, jeez. Oh. His cock was so much bigger than my husband's. I could actually feel it in my cunt. It felt so fucking good. Oh, I loved his cock. It was filling me up so nicely. I was grinding myself on him. I wanted his cum. I wanted him to come deep inside me. Oh, inside my dee dee fuck hole. I was getting close myself. And I needed to come again. I was so fucking needy for a man to make me come. And not just any man either. I wanted Father John's spunk deep inside my fuck hole. He was fucking me bareback and I didn't even care. And soon I felt myself coming. On his cock. as I felt his jizz spray the inside of my fuckhole, flooding me with his priestly cum. I had cunt cream and father's spunk coming out of my gash and running down my taint to my ass. Oh, boy, was that good. After a minute or two, after father's cock softened and he slid out of me, we dressed. And I asked father what he thought we should do about my problem. And the fact that I'd finger-fucked my cunt watching my young daughter get her cunt plowed by my husband, her daddy. He said that we should both confront my husband and daughter and tell them we know they fuck each other. And father added, we tell them you finger-fucked your cunt, that you got excited seeing your husband fucking your tiny daughter and her filthy mouth turned you on. We can tell your husband that it's totally selfish that he didn't include you because you want to be involved and you want to lick your little girl's gash after hubby fucks it. We'll tell your husband that you got so excited about telling me all that and then you begged for my holy cock cream to bless your evil cunt. Then father said, have you got all that?
Yeah, I think so. I think I got all that. But what are you going to be doing when I tell my husband all that?
Father was rubbing his cock. I'll be counseling your slut daughter, little cum slut, as our priest target. I need to hear her say those fuck words in person to make sure she knows what they mean.
Let me get this straight, Father. You want me to fuck my husband and tell him about you filling my fuckhole with your prickin' cum?
That's right, my child.
And while I'm doing that, you're going to be fucking the shit out of my daughter's young cunt, aren't you?
He nodded. I will also be telling her that she must include you in her fucking and that it's her mother and daddy she has to fucking please. And the only way to please you both and me is through her filthy mouth and sweet young cunt.
I stared at Father John. What had I done? What kind of mother was I? Oh, God. Only time would tell. But I already knew what kind of mother I was. I was a dirty, slutty mother who fucks a priest and then gets excited when I think about him fucking my daughter and sucking his cock. I couldn't wait for Father John to come to the house and counsel us.